What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey.
Lay your head on my shoulder. Like you. I'm doing a silhouette challenge. Yeah.
Oh.
They can see it. Can y'all see it?
You probably will be one of the ones. They saw everything. Like, Tyreek, that was not silhouette.
Right, that was not silhouette.
I saw everything.
That damn challenge. I can't. I've been loving it. But you are listening to What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
Lay your head up. That's what I felt like all day for the last couple of weeks. That's, if it ain't the busted, it's the silhouette. And then what's killing me about some of these challenges, like some of them they just making up as they go. Like the one, Tia did one, did you see her? It's Get Pretty Challenge or something like that. Something about Pretty Challenge.
Oh.
I was like, girl, it's too, y'all get a little vain now. People is feeling themselves, baby. Them lights going up, baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You going to do a challenge, Emerson?
If one fit for something I need to do. I mean, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I'm like, what's going to be my interest to reels? I have an idea, though, that I think, but it's going to be against the grain. I think that's my whole thing. I think I'm just going to do stuff that's not popular. Like, I think that's going to be my thing.
So you're going to make your own challenges up?
No, I'm not going to do challenges. I'm just not going to probably follow them. And then I'm just going to do stuff and just do stuff. Whatever I see fit. Because a lot of the ideas and stuff I have in my head is not popular. I don't even want to use popular music. Like, I'm thinking 80s. 70s music, so I'm like on a whole nother thing, but yeah, I do need to make my interest to reels soon, real soon. But if I can do a challenge that can speak to Styles Lacey Beaks, I'm here for it. If I can figure it, if I can think of something,
the busted would go with it.
No, what would that, how would I do that?
You'll get clients.
No, I would not get clients.
They might think, you know,
that wouldn't be my ideal client, somebody who I would think that has nothing to do with Styles Lacey Beaks, like, or public speakers.
Why, a public speaker can't bust it?
But how would I tie that in with what I...
Because you can actually, what you could do is like style people for their challenges. They could be a public speaker and they need to, you know, get a cute outfit for their challenge. So they can have clothes in their closet for challenges.
That's a whole different business. That's not what I offer. So, no.
Well, I mean, they could be talking and be like, and then just drop it low.
No, I wouldn't have anything to do with that. If they did their own creative challenge, what I would do would have nothing to do with that. But yeah, no, I wouldn't do the put. I mean, no. But if they have one that speaks to something, I can think of something like, oh yeah, I can swing it or do it like this. Because I saw some people using public. Actually, the meme with what's his name? Weekend is public as far as public speakers talking about. Something about they slides or something. Something like, when I'm trying to adjust my slides for a public speaker. It was actually good. I was like, oh, that was a good way to spin it. But anyway, yeah, that's that on that.
That's that on that. So who going to check in?
I'll go. It's my birthday's Eve. I didn't have time, but I wanted to have...
Your birthday Eve?
Or no. Well, it's not my birthday Eve. It's the day after my birthday. So post-birthday. Is that what you would call it?
I think so.
I don't know.
I was like, girl, you got another birthday coming up?
Oh, no.
Like, bitch, wait a minute.
No, it's my birthday. Yeah, no. Right, okay. No. No, it's the day after my birthday. And everything was cool. Of course, my aces came through. You know, of course, Tyreek being one of them. And Miss Kristen Dior. We didn't do really anything special. It was kind of the same thing we did last year. We went to the pizza spot at the Domain and saw... A whole bunch of niggas.
Niggas serving on a platter.
I mean, these niggas was a little different, though. Mm-hmm. Like, these ones was like, I've seen some nice-looking men at the Domain, but these ones had, like, a different swag. It was almost like, you not from here. Like, you live here, but you ain't from here. Because you giving me all kinds of different, like, swag. And they was just like, getting in, like, they was like huddling up with each other. It was like just a whole bunch of them. Like, it was the best thing. Like, I just couldn't stop looking at him. So that was a birthday gift in itself.
Child, all the ass. it was so much ass. Oh, especially, yeah, it was just so, like, it was just booty cheeks everywhere. Yeah, blue panties, black panties, mm-hmm. gray panties.
Just jiggling all up and down the damn street.
Oh, my God. I had to keep adjusting myself.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was like, ding. I was like, oops.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so that was that. And then our friend to the show, Warren, opened up, did a soft launch for his restaurant.
Congratulations, Warren. Yeah, he was on our episode. What was the episode about? Oh, politics. So, yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you good. You probably could. I mean, well, no. I was there. So, yeah, it was a soft launch. I just don't want to say nothing wrong. But it was a soft launch. And it was good, though. Like, you know, we already kind of like, well, shit, this our spot. Like, this is where we're going to be. It was, it's not that far from me at all. So, I'm here for it. I got drunk. I won't say that. But, you know, we was... I want to say tricked a little bit, but I won't say how he tricked us, but you know.
Oh yeah, making drinks that was not what we ordered. Right. And then try to act like that was.
Right.
I had two different drinks, supposed to be the same drink, right. Two different colors.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fake two different colors. I'm like, everything, you was like, but how is it supposed to be the same thing? They don't even look right. like the same drink.
Right. And then I was supposed to have, like, pineapple, and I had something else. And then it was, like, Tyreek was saying it was guava. Like,
yeah, I kept saying, I said, that is not, I don't know, no pineapple juice that thick.
It was something else.
Maybe
it
that
was,
Focus Hope pineapple juice.
Yeah, back in the day, we right. had to shake it. Oh, my God. I don't know what that was. Well, actually, it came out of a can. It was one of them canned juice things. I know what kind of what it was. Yeah, like yeah. that. Those. That's what it was. But, yeah, his ass. But, of course, in true fashion, I got drunk. Mm-hmm. Being around him, once we was there, I don't even remember which way I took home yesterday. Oh. No, I don't. And then I know we was on the phone, and when we got off, I'm like, I don't even remember how we got off the phone. I just woke up, and I was like, how did I get off the phone with Tyreek last night? Did I hang up?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember how we got off the phone. So, it was a good day. So, it's the kickoff of the journey, to my journey to Queendom, where it's, you know, now it's here, it's been full effect, and it's nothing but up from here, and that's it. I'm trying to think of
and anything. it's up
oh my God. So yeah, but I don't think there's anything else popping off. I guess, you know, next week is this don't apply to me though. Next week is Valentine's Day, but I was looking forward to the Valentine's Day verses, but they haven't said anything, so I'm like, it's not happening.
Maybe they just keeping it to the very last.
Maybe
second.
They are, because I'm like, I was just going to jam to the Valentine's Day verses and, you know, be grinding it. Well, I won't be working, but I could just be grinding all around the house.
Yeah, you could do the silhouette challenge.
No.
With your own personal. Have you ever did like a personal photo shoot or like anything that made you feel sexy and stuff like that? Like, have you ever like invested in that kind of work?
No. I mean, I just think me going around the house dropping like it's hot and listening to sexy sexual music all day. To me, that's my sexy. So,
but you ain't ever put on like some nice panties and like looked at yourself in the mirror and like touched yourself? Not necessarily went off, you know, full throttle, but you know, a little something, something.
No, I mean, I think I wear cute panties around the house all the time just because I like cute underwear. But I mean, I don't do it. I don't take pictures. Like, I haven't done, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I have not done it. I don't consider myself the best photographer, so, you know, I don't...
All this goddamn equipment in here.
This is not...
Oh, you know what? That'd be so cute, bitch, if you did, like, a whole Valentine's Day spread.
No.
With the lights on, or just...
No. Because, I mean, I would just be doing it in vain. Like, I wouldn't even see a point of me doing it, so... Not to sound like, oh, woe is me. I'm just saying, like, I don't know if I would do that. That's why I wanted the verses. I was like, I'll do that. I'll get all cute and sexy and stuff and listen to music. That's my jam. But they haven't said anything. So, I guess. But that's it. That's my check-in. My birthday was great. Thank you, Mr. Telltales and Kristen Dior and Warren and Nicole. Thank you all.
Yeah, shout out to Nicole.
Okay, shout out to Nicole.
A very welcomed addition.
Yeah, she was.
To the night.
And it was her birthday, too. She was a birthday twin. So... Yeah, no, it was really, again, I can't say it enough. It was a really good day. And one of those things, again, just like last year, I just fell into stuff, and it just turned out to be good, and I'm here for it. So, yeah.
Some good and plenty.
Yeah, cheers to 37 Dynasty. Hey.
Hey. Ooh, your knees looking a little.
My knees. Ain't nothing wrong with my knees. Let's be very clear about that.
You don't want to talk about your friend we were talking about offline?
Who?
Becky.
Oh, that, oh my gosh. Well, I don't have as much I was drunk, so all I know was it was this fine, nice looking.
Fine chocolate.
Yes.
With nigga. Dimples.
Yes, he was just adorable. He was fine, adorable. I mean, just, you talking about climbing trees. Now, that's a tree I would have climbed, but that you wanted to climb that tree. Anyway.
Girl, I climbed the tree, break the branches, play with the leaves.
Right. That's the type of tree I would have climbed. Tariq was trying to throw me off on somebody else. I'm like, no, I don't want to climb that tree. But that one I would have climbed. But anyway, no, it was this girl there. It was, I guess, a Becky. And she had on this jean denim suit set that looked like she got it from Rainbow on the clearance rack. Or she made it at home. But don't you remember, like, when you used to get the booster stuff? That's what that looked like. It looked like those booster, like, jean. Like, back in the day, you had the guest jean denim suits, and people would get the booster ones, and they would sew the guest.
The fake ones.
Yeah, they would sew the guest emblem on the back of the seat. That's exactly what that looked like. But he was all up in her face. She was all up on him. He was all up on her. She was going home with that nigga, and she got called out.
They would call her Becky.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm Becky.
Right. She was proud of herself. She's like, yeah, I'm Becky, and I'm going to go home with this nigga, and I'm going to act, you know, we were saying hi, she was going to act like she was going to suck his dick and just probably be moaning and, you know, just playing with it, and they actually put it in her mouth. And that's acceptable. He probably would have been hard the whole time. You know, but bitches like me, you know, I'm like, well, shit, I feel like I'm going in for war. Like, I'm like, you know, I'm worried about my jaws the next time I go in because I'm like, oh, my God, but these bitches ain't got to do shit. So, yeah, her ass was there. It was some other Becky's. Some of them niggas at the Domain was looking at some of them sloppy bitches. And okay. I'm just like, I mean, they was just sloppy looking at her. I'm like, some of these bitches they was looking, I'm like, she didn't even look clean. And you are wanting to hit that? Like, that looked like that stank, and you want to put your dick in that? Like, oh, the standard. Oh, where is it? Where has it gone?
Child, free pussy.
But free pussy could be, like, no shade, but I'm just thinking about back in Detroit, you know, all the girls, the hoes in our school, they were well put together hoes.
Okay, fine hoes.
Right, fine hoes. They smelled good. They kept their hair did. They kept their nails done. Like, they looked, you know, I was sitting next to some of these bitches. I'm like, oh, bitch, you smell wonderful.
Right, you smell good.
Right. I'm like, I see why the niggas be all up on you. Damn, bitch, you said your hair done. You keep your hair done. You get cheaper. We have new hairstyle every week. So, but these is a different type of shit these niggas be looking at. I'm like, girl, what? Oh, my God.
The standards. But, I mean, it's like that across with the niggas, with the straight niggas and the gay niggas. These girls, they just going out. I feel like when I say free pussy, like free access, like easy pussy, the pussy that they can really just do whatever
okay,
to.
Okay, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if she a stank bit, you know, already, like, but I mean, I agree with you, though. Like, why would you want that?
I mean, because I feel like it's different options. Like, you can get a hoe or some free pussy that is still, like,
clean
and she looks put together. She's pulled up. Like, damn, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was girls. You had noticed one of the girls that came in, a black girl.
Oh, they was fine. Those two girls that came in. I was like, damn.
You noticed them, but did they? Know?
No.
I didn't even look at them. But I saw these sloppy bitches. They are looking. I'm like, oh.
Especially the one, the table that was next to us.
Yes. They,
I was like, oh, my God. What is the backwood Oklahoma is going on? I didn't know what going on. I was like, all I see is Coors Light and Vanilla Black and Miles at that table.
Okay. And they eventually, they had some niggas all up around them. I'm like, oh my God. So it was a very entertaining day and night. But yeah, that's it.
Day and night, don't know what to do. How'd it go? Was that Tatiana Ali?
Was it?
No. Who was Day and Night? 7-0. Day and Night. I can't remember who. It was a song back in the day. You the 90s.
I am, but I don't remember Day and Night. That probably wasn't one of my songs. But I think I know what you're talking about.
Daydreaming was
Vanessa Williams.
Of Tatiana Ali.
No, well, that was Tatiana Ali. But Dreaming, well, Vanessa Williams had Dreaming too. But yeah, Tatiana Ali, well, I guess I wasn't. I only knew her one song. The one she did.
I only know the one she did on the Fresh
Prince. Right, that's so like one of damn, I know it too. Cause
talk about my mind.
Isn't it Make Up Your Mind? Or, damn, I used to know that song too, because I'm like, you got to make up your mind like Ashley Banks. I think that's why I used to always say, you better make up your mind like Ashley Banks. But anyway, anywho, I'm done.
My check-in. What is, I'm still prepping for this semi-part-time, you know, relocation in North Carolina. So that's been, you know, I started packing today. Last week was just, I mean, honestly, y'all, you know, my three jobs, it was a lot of just work and trying to, you know, navigate through everything and that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think of anything particularly happened. We were trying to, well, our Warren had a Super Bowl, a socially distanced Super Bowl event last night. And so that's where we went. Now, I don't know if we watched most of the Super Bowl, but shout out to Jasmine Sullivan.
Yes.
Her duet with Eric Church was the bomb, and her was the bomb too. Like, I mean, she kind of made me stand up. I was like, okay, girl, I ain't never heard America the Beautiful sound that beautiful because, okay, you know, I'm not that patriotic, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know, but so I guess Tom Brady got his seventh ring or something like that. Okay, shout out to that situation. I didn't know who was even playing. I haven't really been keeping up with NFL too much. What else happened this week? I had a lot of different videos for National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day, you know, corresponding to our podcast. That was a lot last week. Yeah, and I did some work with AIDS United. So, yeah, just work. I found like everything. Just work. Same old, same old work. I'm just like that. Yeah, you know, yesterday was the first time we, you know, the Power Three was back together.
Yes.
And so, I really enjoy celebrating Emerson's birthday and eating pizza. He allows, this is the only one day out of the year he allows me to eat pizza with him. Because any other time it's a solo dolo thing. Like, it's like, you know, I don't know. She just never want to eat pizza with me.
I don't know why he makes it seem like he just always asks me, like, can I come over and eat pizza? I'm like, no, it's just not my, first of all, I eat it every day, so it's not really an event for me, but okay.
And, yeah, so I've just been cleaning, trying to keep my closet looking cute as I pack, because, you know, Edmonton came and folded all those clothes, so I've been really trying to keep it up a little bit, because it folded so nice and crisp. I just don't know how you get it so flat.
Shout out to Express.
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, bitch, Express. I know they probably was really on that. Like, you had to fold like the goddamn president of folding.
Well, actually, let me not say that. Because, actually, my folding tables actually started when I first started working at Target. It was an executive team lead, and she liked me for whatever reason. And she would take me off the cash register. She was like, I'm taking you off the cash register. I want you to go fold tables. Oh, okay. It was the easiest job ever. So she was like, just fold tables from here to here, and that's where it actually started. But anyway, yeah, well, I appreciate you trying to keep the closet clean. I thought about it. I was like, well, shit, this ain't going to even really be your closet like that for real. But hopefully you'll take some of that to your new closet.
Oh, Lord. Yes, some of that. Yeah, I'm trying to see what's been on TV. Nothing much. So, yeah, my week was just regular as fuck.
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular. So, I know, so you guys, I had came over a little earlier than our schedule plan, and everything almost, like, bit my head off a little bit. And I had to ask, like, you okay, girl? And hey, I'm like, okay, girl, I'm early. Now, he don't even do that when I'm late. But he gonna go off if I'm early, come early. You know, he always doing this thing he been doing since we started this podcast. He be cleaning up. His house always smell like he just been cleaning up all day. But I caught him in an act of cleaning today. So, which is a good thing because, you know, I had a conversation about people in their bathroom. Me and Emma was talking about because recently somebody was on FaceTime and they were in their bathroom. And you know how you looking, and I didn't say nothing, but they all in their bathroom and I'm just looking and it looked a mess. It was like caked up stuff.
Oh my God.
On the sink, the bathroom, toilet. I think I seen like a ring. Like they were really exposing their bathroom. And it's no shade, and it's not somebody that listens to the podcast, I hope, but there's no shade. So I just wanted to, we're going to talk about cleaning a little bit. So, Emerson, I smelled Fabuloso. Is that, and Emerson was listening to Freddie Jackson and Luther Vandross when I walked there, too.
First of all, that was just the radio, like I've been talking about with Apple Music. I started off with Alexander O'Neal, and it just kept going. It just stayed in that era with men, so I didn't really have a choice.
You are my lady. Come on, Emerson. Grab that broom. You're everything to me. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay.
So do you like cleaning with music like that? Like, that's how you have your jam? Like, do you always clean with a bunch of music on?
I always clean with music. Yeah, that's, I mean, I hate to, not even I hate to say it. I just think that's kind of a very Black people thing. I mean,
ain't it?
That's something very Black. We put on music and we clean up. Because we always, you always hear people say, oh, this is my cleanup. It's actually a girl I follow on Instagram. She has cleanup playlists. Like, she'll post videos and she has playlists on Spotify that people actually go and listen to that she creates just for when she cleans up. So it's a like a Black people thing. So yeah, I always do it. It's just, I mean, I don't know what else to do. Like, I mean, I guess you could do it in quiet, but
that sounds boring. Because cleaning is not that fun when you don't have no music.
No.
So you got to kind of be in the groove. And you know what I'm saying? Like in the vibe. And you got to create that vibe.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the bathroom situation. So like, I don't ever understand why, or like, you know, we've been in situations. Remember that one time that I think I talked about it on the podcast where we went to his house and he had like boo boo on his ice. But let's use that as an example, right? About now, I'm not gonna say before we get into all of that, I am not the most clean. Well, I would say this: I am clean in. What you call that, in neutral rooms, like the living room, the kitchen. I think those should always be presentable.
Yeah.
And because it's never really, for me, in any place I ever stayed, it's never been a reason why your living room should be nasty or dirty. Like, I've never had that problem. And I guess because, again, I ain't got kids, so I ain't lived with, you know, with a whole, because kids will fuck up a living room.
They will.
In a hot goddamn second.
Okay.
So I never had to worry about that. But I am junky when it comes to, like, my room. I'm junky when it comes to clothes. And that could be junky, but it's a difference between being junky and nasty, don't you think?
Absolutely.
And so I'm just clothes. But, like, my closet, oh, my God. Like, my closet, sometimes you can't even walk in on the floor. And that's been all my closets. It's depressing sometimes because you can't even get to what you're looking for. But as far as the bathrooms and the kitchen, like, why were people having company over and their bathroom not clean?
I think that's why I don't be liking unexpected company, because I be wanting to make sure that I have a presentable space for people to come over to my house. Like, I don't want you to come up here and you feel like you have to sit with your arms folded, because if you touch something, you might get some type of gap, dirty, boo-boo, something on you. I've just always been about that. And, you know, so I think that's why I be like, okay, I be wanting time to make sure it's semi-presentable. Like, okay, my bathroom's clean. You can feel like, you know, you can go in the bathroom and use it, or my kitchen's clean, you can go in the kitchen and use it and touch stuff and not feel like you're going to walk home with some type of fungus or go home with a fungus. So, yeah, I don't, but my thing is not even for company, though, because like I was saying, I was telling you, yes, I was like, for myself.
Okay.
Like, right. I don't want to, for as far as a bathroom, I don't want no bathroom with a whole bunch of caked up anything in it. Ooh. I mean, and I'm using it. Mm-hmm. Like, I have eyes. I can see it. Why would I? Oh, I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to put my face in, like, close to the bowl, and it's, like, a ring around it, and it's dirt and all kinds of stuff in there, and I'm going to put my face close to that?
Even if it's
my own dirt, that doesn't... I just don't understand how people be comfortable with that, because I'm like, how do you feel clean with that? Like, how can you feel clean and you're getting ready in something that's dirty?
Or, like, using a bathroom and just, like, you know, and then, you know, I've stayed with kids, and they will pee all over the place, so you constantly have to clean your bathroom and stuff like that, and the bathtub. Like, how do you take a bath in a nasty bathtub? You know what I'm saying? Like, how was that even possible? Or kicked or shower? But yeah, some people, but it'd be interesting, because I don't be liking to judge, because, like, again, I feel like I'm not the most clean when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I do feel like I clean nasty stuff, though. Like, I don't like, again, my kitchen always has to be clean. That's foremost. Now, the bathroom could be junky, meaning, like, clothes, especially if it's a big bathroom, I'm going to use every inch of the floor. From the bedroom to the bathroom. Don't let it be a bathroom, bedroom situation.
Oh, my goodness.
The clothes is going to go from the bedroom to the bathroom. But, you know, I would still clean, like, the bathtub, the toilet, and the sink. Because I can't stand, like, you know, when I'm brushing my teeth and it's, like, toothpaste on in the sink, I gag. Like, I've thrown up before.
Oh, my goodness.
the idea of like toothpaste, it's like it doesn't feel clean, is what I'm saying. Yeah, no. So it's like if I'm brushing my teeth in the sink and it's like other people toothpaste in it and stuff like that. And even my partners, and that's so funny because I've experienced that. It's like, okay, that is gross. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because I just think about the bacteria in the mouth and stuff like that. And do you brush your teeth in the bathtub?
No, I don't be doing it over the sink.
Yeah, did we ever talk about that on the show before?
I think we did.
Because who was that? Somebody was here that we had.
I think it was Kristen.
Was it Kristen?
I don't know. What did they say?
Oh, was it Nia? And, I think it was Nia and Tiana.
Oh.
When they was talking about they brushed their teeth in the bathtub when they taking a shower. And I'm just like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I've never done that. I normally, I guess I segment stuff. So it's like I just have a certain way I do everything. So I always brush my teeth because I don't know why it's about me being in the mirror and actually seeing. I don't know what it is about that. Like that, not that that means anything, but yeah, I don't. I guess everybody, I don't know. I guess I'm real finicky when it comes to stuff like that. I guess what I want to know is like, is that a deal breaker for me though?
A dirty bathroom.
Like, if I was about to get with somebody and I went to their house and their bathroom was disgusting, like,
well,
would I
feel
like...
Well, a lot of men have dirty bathrooms. So, what would you do in that situation? You supposed to come over, like, you've been over there a couple of nights a week. Like,
no, I wouldn't be staying over there a couple of nights a week if his bathroom is dirty. I'm not doing it.
Well, they clean.
I know, but the bathroom's not clean. So how are you all the way clean?
So you would want them to fuck you if you see their bathroom was dirty?
No, because I'm like, no. And I went over, I've been, you know, I had my whole day, my whole phase, my whole days. And, you know, I've been over guys' house, and they had clean bathrooms. Like, they had decent bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything like, you know what I'm saying? So I know men can keep a clean bathroom, but no. I don't know. I think that's like, some people might say that might be a little shallow. Like, well, he can learn how to clean, or you can get a cleaning service or something. But I'm like, but the clean service might not be there every single day. Like, I'm all here for having, you know, a hot cleaning service come, do a deep clean, you know, maybe every 2 weeks, and do all the shit that I might not feel like. I'm here for that, but I'm not, like, just... if you see something dirty, just take a little bit, the extra time, and just wipe it up or clean it up. Or you've got toothpaste. If it's toothpaste in there, just take the extra time and just wipe it and go about your business. Like, I don't know.
It don't take that much time.
It really doesn't. And because all you do, it just gets up getting worse. Or especially like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't understand the toilet, like caked up pee and boo-boo and all that in the toilet. Like, you can get a bleach tablet and clean your toilet once, put a bleach tablet in there, and at least that'll semi try to keep it clean. Like, you could, I mean, you still have to do maintenance after that, but I'm just like, I don't understand how you just let your toilet get like that.
That ring around the toilet.
I've seen them caked up, like, caked up stuff on it. How do you let that happen? And I know I sound real judgmental, but cleanliness is not for necessarily other people, it's for you. That sounds like it's for you. Why would you want to live in that type of environment?
Wow. Do you still use, Comet?
No.
Or Ajax? Did you use that back in the day?
My mom used to always use Comet, but I think I tried to adopt that, but then I just started finding other stuff, and I'm just like, oh, girl, I'm not.
The only thing I like Comet for would be, like, the bathtub, because, like, if I have to, depending on the texture of the bathtub, like, if it's a scrub situation, then Comet, I think, really works well with scrubbing. But other than that, I don't. Because first of all, it gets too chemically, like on your sink. Like, did it be, like, streak marks of Comet on your sink, or it's still in there? So I don't know how to really control the amount to use with the bathroom. My mama, though, she used Tylex, and that's the only thing. Like, Tylex with bleach. Mm-hmm. And I love that because it works, but that would stain your clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It would stain your rug. It's strong as fuck. It's better than, like, the Clorox. Because I don't really like the Clorox brand of stuff sometimes. Or at least, I'll be forgetting which one is the good one and which one is, the spray. Like, all of them are not really good cleaners.
Yeah, I was in that Clorox phase for a little while. But, the bleach stuff, I've kind of... To be honest with you, I use bleach, like, in the toilet, the bleach stuff, I'm kind of over it now, just because I get tired of being in the bathroom and be about to pass out using it. Like, I have to clean the bathroom and shifts, and I've said this on a podcast before, I don't like having to clean the bathroom and shifts, because I'll be in there scrubbing, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to pass out. Like, let me take a break. That's why I just use natural stuff now, so.
What kind of natural? What you be using? You shop at who be having that Hose Foods? Be having that natural stuff?
Mm-mm. I mean, I'm talking H-E-B. Real. Mm-mm. I'm talking. I've said this on podcast before too. It's just baking soda and baking soda and vinegar. Yeah, that's a good cleaner.
Well, I mean, that's the cleaner they was using in the 1940s.
It works, though.
It was a cleaner.
Yeah.
So what makes you go back to that?
It's natural, and it doesn't, I can clean the bathroom and not be about to pass out, and it actually works. Like, it actually does work. I'm like, oh, okay. And it doesn't, it's not like I have to do anything extra. It's not like, and I'm not damaging. It's not like bleach, you know, be burnt. Like you say, bleach can damage your clothes and all kinds of stuff. It don't do all that. And the smell, like the bleach smell being there forever. When I use vinegar, people be like, oh, it's going to smell like vinegar. Nope. That vinegar smell goes away really quick. So once I'm done, I'm clean. You get the vinegar smell for a minute and then it's done. So cleaning, it's actually very popular still because Dollar Tree sells cleaning vinegar and they never have it. It's never in stock because it's a thing. Like, it's like on YouTube, it's a thing. So yeah, I got just one of those videos just came.
Well, I thought that was like the clean meat.
Mm-mm. No, it's household cleaning vinegar. No, you can buy that from like Lowe's,
but I'm just saying, but is it different? Like, is household cleaning vinegar different than like
it's more acidic
you cook with?
It's more acidic.
Oh, because I know my mom would be doing that vinegar. What, she was trying to make the blood drip out the meat.
Oh, well, yeah, no. I mean, you could use that vinegar, but that's why people use the vinegar from Dollar Tree. Because it's a cleaning, it's like a household cleaner vinegar, and it's more acidic. So, it's strong. So, and it's just, it's a good alternative to bleach for me. I used it and never went back. Like, I go to Lowe's, and it's only like a dollar. So, it's super cheap. It works. And I don't be about to die.
So you use Fabuloso, you use baking powder, I mean baking soda, and vinegar. And that's all your cleaning products.
Well, no, I use I have to keep Barkeeper's Friend for my kitchen. I love Barkeeper's Friend because it always makes my kitchen sink.
What's that?
It's for stainless steel.
Oh, this bitch bougie.
Right. Well, no, because those stains that you be getting in, like, from those little...
The water stains.
Or not even those. Sometimes you get those little, like, it can be, like, rust stains or something. I don't know what it is, but with Barkeeper's Friend, you don't have to worry about none of that. And it makes the sink look brand new. And so I do use that. And then...
Oh, you meant, like, on the actual sink, inside the sink. I don't know. I'll think about the counter.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the actual sink. To keep the sink looking nice and brand new and silver and just, you know, I love that. So Barkeeper's Friend, that's another, it's like $2. It's cheap. It's not natural, but I like using that for my sink. But that's pretty much it. And then for the, I use stainless steel stuff. So anything stainless steel for the refrigerator, because refrigerator always just looks a mess. You have to wipe it down almost like all the time.
Especially like though with the water machine stuff, it'd be having a little water stains. I can't stand it. I'm like, ugh. But sometimes it could be me, like I'll be dripping water, then don't remember to come back and it's just stained. Oh, yeah. I have to go back and wipe it. How often do you wash your sheets, Emerson?
I try to wash my sheets at least every 2 weeks. Now that might some people, but I've heard people go way longer. So I feel like
I think I'm on like 3 months.
Yeah, Angela Yee and them said that. They was like, they go like, you do like every 3-4 months? So I was like, so every 2 weeks, I'm like, shit, I think I'm doing pretty good.
That's too quick. I hate making a bed every 2 weeks. We could take everything off and putting new sheets or the same sheets back on. That's a lot of work.
It is, but I mean, I don't know. I guess because my allergies, I just don't be wanting. I just want to make sure that they clean. I don't want no problems. So
yeah, I'd be like, oh, there's so much booty juice on these sheets.
Oh my god!
I'm just talking about my own booty juice. I'm not even talking about nobody else's booty juice. Yes, y'all have booty juice in your sheets, and don't be the type of person that sleep sometimes from head to toe. You switch it up so when your head,
oh my god,
the booty juice be on your head.
Oh my god.
No, I do need to be better with washing my sheets. I am so bad at that. I would go forever. I would just buy some new sheets.
That sounds like you.
Before I fit there. And I wash them, but I'm just saying, like, that's how, like, girl, I did the old sheets. I'll just be like, girl, I'll reuse you next year sometime. You see my sheet collections at the bottom of tucked in. I'm like, girl, it's just my sheets.
Right.
They were clean. Girl, I don't know what to do. Do you have a sheet drawer? I guess supposed to go in your linen closet. Huh?
Yeah, I don't have a linen closet, so I have to have a sheet drawer, which I don't like that. I'm like, they need to keep these more up newer apartments, they getting rid of linen closets.
They're getting a lot of closet space. A lot of places don't have closet space no more. Like, no. What the hell are you supposed to do?
I don't know. Like, this place really don't have that much closet space, but at least I got the garage. But, like, yeah, no, a lot of these places, like, I know them. Well, they used to be the mansions. We know somebody who stays in the mansions. They don't have any fucking storage. I like those apartments, but when I went in there, I'm like, where am I supposed to keep all my stuff? Like, okay. Where am I supposed to put my shit? I can't keep it out. It's not going to make the apartment look classy. It look good, but where do you keep your shit? So I couldn't do that. So that's the reason why I never
would have built your own shit now. But you can't even do that in apartments. Yeah, no. You have to take it down.
Yeah, no. And it's not, I'm like, but where would I even build it? Like, I guess you're supposed to just get a whole bunch of stuff in there, credenzas and stuff like that. And I'm like, I guess, but I mean, give me a damn linen closet. Damn it. A real linen closet, not a damn cabinet. A linen closet.
Oh, I was about to ask you, the car. Do you like niggas? So do you judge niggas with dirty cars?
That's a good question. I don't necessarily judge, because I know cars is something that people keep sloppy, but I think that's a little bit of a turn on to me when a guy has a clean car. Like, when he's kind of into his car and he just keep it clean, I'm like, oh my God, it looks like brand new in here. Like, that honestly turns me on. Like, I've gotten a couple clean cars. I'm like, oh, this.
I think you like men with good cars, because I remember back in the day, you was always, were that the kind of guys you would like? I think a couple of guys you dated were guys that was into cars.
That's true, but yeah, but I, well, but it wasn't even purposeful with, it wasn't really purposeful, but yeah, I think I do kind of like guys who are kind of into, and it's not because of this, like, this, it, I think I'm turned on with it because it's like, it's their little toy, so it's like, and they be having so much pride in it, it's just like, oh, that's so cute, you keep it so clean, like, you know, and they always want to show you stuff, like, I don't know, they're like, oh, look at this, and listen to this, and look what I did. I don't know, I think it's cute when guys are into their cars like that, but if they have a clean one, and they kind of into it, and y'all just riding out, I think it's sexy, so, but I don't judge if it's junky, but most guys I've talked to are really, their cars are always clean.
I think it's a horrible car. My car is, again, junky. It just be paper. It be, like, stuff. I still got bags in there from November.
I think last time I got in your car, though, it was super clean.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to get better, because I think it's something, like you were saying, it's like a maturity thing.
Yeah.
I know it's a challenge for me to keep my car clean and stuff like that, so I've been trying to do better. And then, especially when I stopped smoking, like, Black and Miles and stuff like that, like, because... Baby, when I'm on my Black and Miles spree, it's ashes everywhere. The car is dusty. It smells like Detroit West Side corner stove. It's a mess. I'd be like, oh my God, it's so stinky in here. Like, I can't even breathe. So, but you not have some weed spray for the car? No, it's really good. It's an air freshener, but it's really for the weed smell.
Oh.
But I don't smoke weed in the car anyway. So, but I like that smell because it's real strong, but it deodorizes the car real quick.
Okay.
And so I'm just trying. I just don't know what to do. I feel like the same way. And I think my car setup is just horrible because the hatchback is so small. Mm. And it's just like nothing can really go back there. So I have to use my back seats a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just bad. Like, once it's back there, it's like out of sight, out of mind. And I think if nobody's in the car, but I do like it clean because, like you said, it'd be like me. It's like I feel good. Like, yeah. Especially if it's a warm day.
Oh, it's nothing better than riding out in a clean car.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's, like, so sexy. You just bumping y'all some music, and it's clean. Mm-hmm. It smell good. Oh, I love it.
It's a good day. Mm. But I think for men with some... Now, one thing I can say that I'm not bad with my clothes is clothes in the car. I might have, like, a whole bag or some clothes in the car.
Most guys have whole bags in the car.
A lot of people be having whole wardrobes in their car.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like, girl, like, is you gonna wear that again?
Like, they niggas literally have to go out to the car, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna wear my outfit, let me go out to the car, I think it's in the car. Why is it in your car? The outfit you gonna wear tonight is in the car? Yeah, and they just going through clothes in their trunk. I'm like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. You got a closet. I never understood that, but I guess, you know, people be wanting to change while they out. I guess I've just never been that girl. I ain't never been that girl.
I remember when I drove from Atlanta to here and I moved here, those clothes that stayed in my car for 5 years. It literally, I never unpacked all the clothes out of the car the whole time. And so I ended up having to donate all those clothes because they would like have been in my trunk forever. So it was all types of nasty. And I'm just like, they no washing these. Okay, I gave them straight to Goodwill, all my car clothes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it would be a deal breaker. But I could honestly say, though, recently, the men I have met.
Well, women have junkier cars than
men. Oh, absolutely.
They definitely.
No, absolutely, they do. No, so, right. But I'm just saying that. So, yeah, that's a whole different story. The stuff that women be having in the car, brawls and all kinds of stuff. Oh, my gosh. I've seen some crazy stuff in women's cars. I'm like, girl, what is, oh my gosh. You know, I just haven't had a chance to clean up yet, girl. That's one of them situations. I've been in a situation with a woman's car where I didn't want to sit down.
Okay, now, because it'd be ridiculous. Yeah. Because all that make, it's the makeup for me. Get all on your clothes. I hate when people, like, every girl that's been in my car and had put makeup on my, what's that thing you pull down?
Oh, like the, what's the visor?
The visor with the little mirror. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't stand it. I'm like, that it couldn't have been nobody but my sister and my mom. And like, who else got makeup on the roof of my ceiling? Or they be having makeup everywhere. Because my mom, she do her makeup in the car.
A lot of women do.
And I'm just like, it's so messy.
It is.
It's so messy. So I asked Kristen yesterday, we talked about this on the show. So we're talking about cleaning. I was going back to Tommy when she said that she bleached her booty hole. So I asked Kristen, I don't think she ever gave me an answer. I was like, would you be mad if your man came to you and was like, well, hey, I want to go get my booty hole bleached. And she looked at me like, hell no. But I'm just like, well, that's, to me, like, that's a man taking ownership. You know, try to be clean and make sure they booty hold is, you know.
But I think you have to be careful when you say that to women, like heterosexual women sometimes. What? Like talking about a man and him talking about anything with his booty hole. Because I think that sometimes they be like, no, I don't want my man paying attention to that area. Which I'm with you. I'm just saying, though, I don't know if I would ever ask a straight woman that.
I would, because all the straight porn I see, they all get their booty ate now.
But that don't mean that these women are down for it. We've had this conversation before.
We have, but I'm just saying it's a cleaning thing. But my thing is, so women would want their man to have stinky booty. Not that stinky booty, but like if that was something they felt like their booty hole did look nice. Like, would you really get mad at your man that want to like take care of, you know, their booty hole? Like, is it that deep that you would rather for them have a discolored booty hole than to actually take the time to, you know, make their booty hole pretty?
I think with heterosexual women, that's a touchy topic. Like, I agree with you that, yes, that all these women in the pornos, they are doing it. But I don't think that it's catching up with just all women. I think it's still a lot of women out there like, he don't need to know nothing about his booty. He ain't got to do nothing back there. You know, okay.
All that hair, like people, all that hair on their booty hole, and they be having lint balls. I have been down in some booty holes with some lint balls, and I didn't keep going. That's what I said. So, like, I just be like, what is all this material back here? It be bags of chips. It be.
Now this is going to be very disgusting. I saw a clip on Twitter, a straight dude. I put up quotes. I mean, he says he's heterosexual, but you know, he's getting a lot of money from showing his asshole. Yeah. So he's starting to do that now.
Yeah, they all doing that on OnlyFans. Yeah. Like, they all going into ass play.
Yeah,
because they say they get more money.
They getting all that money. So he started, and one day, at the clip I saw, he was not all the way clean. I mean, but it was not lint. Back there, it was something else back there that was not completely right.
He had it. Oh, he was selling it, huh?
He was selling it. I'm like, oh my god. But he's from all the clips I've seen the dude, like, I felt like because he's a very clean guy. Like, I could just tell, like, every time he's always in the shower. When he's in the shower, he kind of shows you his, like, so I'm like, well, he's a pretty clean guy. Maybe you just got lazy and just didn't wipe that day. And he has a really big butt. So I'm like, maybe he just didn't go that deep.
But what if it was just discolored?
It wasn't, because I've seen it without it. So it's like, so I knew it was something there.
Oh my god, that is so
He didn't do it long though. It was just kind of like he had spread it up, and I'm like, oh, you didn't wipe good.
Oh my god, he still posted it.
Yeah, kept it. Yeah, it was still up. I'm like, you know, because a lot of people are secretly into that.
Oh my god. So first of all, I am, since we own this subject, I was so fucking pissed. So this one guy, because you know, I give myself a few OnlyFans accounts to buy per month. And so this one guy on Twitter and really promote his OnlyFans. I was liking a little, you know, snippets. So I get on only, I paid $5.99. He had a sale, $5.99. You know how I always try to catch the sale. Right. So it was $5.99. So I subscribed, and the first video was him taking a shit.
They normally keep that in the messages.
And then, no, he was he said disclaimer.
Oh, okay.
But I was completely turned off.
Yeah.
You know, I had wasted my money, basically, I was like, and then I saw he had it every few, you know, he was like, you know, fetish, da-da-da-da. So that's a part of his thing, but he don't promote that on Twitter.
Oh.
So it was all on his OnlyFans, and I'm like, bitch, I want my money back, because I can't even get into your other videos.
Yeah, no.
At that point, you and I have cut ties, and for whoever is into it, I'm not badgering what you into. But I'm not into that, and that was not previewed on Twitter, and then he should have said that before I had to pay $5.99 for a bunch of videos like that.
Yeah, he giving that shit away, like...
Literally.
He giving that shit away for $6. Yeah. Like, a lot of the people that I've seen that they do them type of videos, they charge extra for those. And they put them in their messages, but they put those at a premium. Like,
well, child, I don't know what the little tips. I remember it was a sale.
Oh, well, right. So I only got the tips too. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I only got on there through the sale. But girl, I want my $6 back.
Oh my gosh.
But like, yeah, they are really into that. But that is so nasty, the guy you said that he was. But that's my whole thing is, like, I get it, the women, like, black women. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but it's just interesting because more and more of, like, this one guy I follow on Twitter, his name is Smoke Pole Boy or something like that.
I think I know him.
Yeah. And he, you know, and that's another thing, too. These people on their Twitter, on their OnlyFans in their house. I see this one guy, he was on his couch, and it was a gouge. What do you call it? A gouge. Right down his pillow. So he was on the pillow, but you could see the foam.
Oh.
Like, he was jacking off on the couch, and you could see the foam of the couch.
Hell
the
no.
Couch was ripped up.
Oh, my God.
And they struggle, and they still will post that shit. And I'm like, why are you posting this video on this couch with this big old slit down your couch?
Oh, my God. Well, somebody had posted, I don't even know if she put it on her stories, but somebody had posted something on her, I don't know if she put it on her thing, but I think I'm kind of paraphrasing, but she was like, sis. Like, you've only made $3 a month since you've been on OnlyFans. Put some clothes on to get off OnlyFans.
Okay, like, some of them people just doing it for them.
They are.
Because I told you that. I think we talked. Yeah, because I said I was on one, and they was having like one like and two like, but they had like 500 videos.
Oh my god,
of them doing nothing, of just playing with themselves with the dildo. And I was just like, it was a free, it was a free preview, so I didn't even pay for that one. And I was just like, girl, no one's even on this account. You're giving it out for free at this point. And you can create over 500 videos.
That is ridiculous.
At some point, it'd be like, well, girl, maybe that's not the industry for you.
It's not. Like, that's why would you do that? That put all that content out there and you ain't getting paid from it. Like, girl, like that. Like, and some people, you know, on my end, the entrepreneurs, it's actually like OnlyFans strategists. Like, now, that's the thing. They be trying to help these girls out. Because I'm like, y'all bitches need to... Y'all gonna be doing all that. You better be making some money.
Making some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Pop Smoke... I forgot what I was about to say about him. Oh, he did his first Y'all Wanted to See Me Get My Ass Ate, a girl. And he was grabbing her hair. And she was black. And I was just like, okay, they started to treat the black girls like the white girls now.
Oh, yeah.
I was like... So I'm just saying, so it's a trend. But we know, we've been talking about that. I don't know how we get from sexual, from cleaning. But that was the cleaning. I just wanted to know. That is cleaning. But we already know that we're in this new sexual revolution. And my thing is, with these heterosexual women, like, if the men go to... Because they see what we see. Just because we gay, they have the access to the same Twitter.
Yeah.
So they the same porn, because I don't even watch that much gay porn. Most of my porn is straight. And I see more ass eating on the straight porn than I do on the gay porn. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, you know, the booty hole is becoming you know, a part of the menu. And it's been a part of the menu. We've already said this, but I think, you know, if, especially God, I can't believe you said he still has stuff on his, he was, oh my God, that is so nasty. I think they should allow them to clean that. If somebody want to get their booty hole bleached or, you know, maintenance or, you know, shaved or waxed, they should let that. That's a part of cleanliness. Because again, I've been down some booty holes where it's lint balls, Lay's potato chips, crayons. I think I've seen a pen back there. What's up?
But no, but I mean, but I think, yeah, maintenance down there is, I think, just from the rooter to the tutor, maintenance is important. And I don't think these, I think it's ignorant for a heterosexual, I don't give a fuck what a heterosexual woman say, you know, don't at me, but bitch, you should want your man to want to be maintenance and make sure if he don't have no hair, you know, because that shit, it can, you know, sometimes it can carry bacteria. Odors and bacteria and odor. And, you know, I've seen straight men now, they got that, what's that, Manscaped comes with the ball deodorant, mm-hmm. and I've seen sponsors of it, and they like, yeah, you know, I use the Manscaped to shave, and I use the ball deodorant, because, you know, women like it when it's clean, and I saw the dude wife shake her hair like, because it was a podcast with a man and wife, and she shook her hair like, yeah, like, oh. I like it clean.
Okay, so I want to get on that about, like, the ball deodorant, so... Is it clean if you got deodorant on it? That, to me, that's like licking somebody's armpit that's been, like, out all day. But it don't stink because they got deodorant on it. But it's still, is it still lickable? So, same thing like a ball. I'm just asking, like...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would say be licking down there if they have like a ball deodorant on. I mean, but just like if a woman has baby powder down there, like, or I'm pretty sure, you know, I think it's just something you do to, you know, to stay fresh or be fresh or, you know, but then once you about to do, I would think.
But I mean, ideally though, for your wife to smell it, she would have had to be down there.
I think she was talking about, I don't think she was talking about the ball deodorant she liked. I think she was talking about how she liked it with no hair. He was saying how I get rid of all the hair. Because when I say the Manscaped, he was talking about he used the Manscaped to shave and he used the body odor. He's like, because, you know, women don't be liking all the hair down there. She shook her head like, yeah, no, we don't. So I think that's what she was talking about, not the body odor.
I was just always wondering that because people do be doing all that prep to keep themselves from smelling. And which I understand that. But then, like, they still think they're, like, ready to do some stuff. Because, like, that ain't doing up but soaking up the smells, I thought. And I don't know.
Well, if you clean, I don't think it's soaking up smells. If I'm putting a deodorant on my body and it's clean, it's just really, I don't think that's dirty. Because I would think that the deodorant, if I'm putting something dirty, it would have to be dirty. If I'm clean, I would think, I don't know. I don't think it would be dirty.
I'm just saying, before the deodorant to actually deodorize, eventually it... I'm saying, like, when you first put it on, no. But I'm saying, like, if you're throughout the day for the deodorant to actually do what it's designed to do.
Oh, well, yeah. You got to have to... I mean, I don't think it's... I wouldn't say it was lickable. I wouldn't necessarily... He got some all-day-on ball deodorant. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm about to sit up there and go...
Well, no,
he
needs to rinse it, though.
But if he had it on all day, first of all, no. Because if it's caked up, I need you to get rid of that. Like, I don't... just get in the shower. Like, it's not... I don't want no caked up ball deodorant in my mouth.
Oh my God.
I mean, I just don't. But I mean, I'm happy. But I'd be happy that at least he did that much. It's like, you know, I mean, you know, he trying to make sure he's fresh. So I appreciate that as opposed to he opened up his booty hole and it's still something left in there.
Oh my God. You almost made me gag. You almost made me gag. So I've been seeing something like when I'm on Jack and stuff, they had that ad that Pure stuff, you know what I'm talking about? The Pure, it's like for bottoms, it like cleans you out.
Oh, yeah, I see.
How
that.
Does that work?
Is it like, it's like a supplement, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a supplement. It just make you,
is it a laxative?
Yeah, is it a laxative? Like, I've asked someone, like, because they was all like, yeah, I got my Pure, da da da. They had their pills, and I'm just like, so, you know, you take it. Like that morning, and what you just right? I don't get how do that Pure Peel work.
I would, right? How are you like a confident with that Pure Peel? Like, you just know it works. Like, I took my Pure, so I know I'm good. Like,
they be acting like they is. Let me see a Pure Man. I'm looking up because I've been wondering, like, how do that work? Because I'm like, is it something I should invest in? But I ain't trying to be feeling like that all day because it's cleanliness and digestive. health fiber substance supplement.
Oh, that should sound like something to make you go.
It is the Pure for Men's philosophy is to create the most natural and holistic products for men's hygiene and wellness. We believe in supplements and personal care products that provide confidence you deserve. Benefits for the body and in the bedroom. Bottom with confidence, weight management, heart health, and hangover prevention. Oh. It does all that.
Right.
I'm trying to see. Oh, they got. I know they got the lube. It helped me health by regulating my bowel. Not to stay ready scrub.
Oh, they got a whole little setup, I guess, huh?
They selling everything. But what's the scrub for? I understand the lube. So, yeah, I guess they got this pill, y'all, that you can take. But it's a digestive pill. But I want to know how long you're going to be feeling that.
I mean, to me, it sounds like something that I want. Not necessarily Pure Men, but it sounds like something that my girl, Nicole Kane, it's this MAGO 7 stuff that I have on my Amazon wish list or in my list on Amazon. And it's something that kind of makes you go. You take it before you go to sleep, and then we wake up in the morning. I guess it kind of like cleans you out. So that's what it sounds similar to me, but I think I like the MAGO 7 process better because I don't just, that one is like, it just makes you go, like, it's going to make me go win.
But that's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, how long do that last? So you just take it during the day.
But what if I didn't go tonight? Right. What if it didn't make me go in enough time? Like, what if it's, I'm like, oh, okay. I took my Pure, but did you go yet?
Right.
Like, what if you didn't go yet? And then it just, all of a sudden you got some stuff moving around back there. And then it just, that's when you go. Like, I don't know. It got good ratings on Amazon. It was 236, but they was all 5-star.
Who, Pure for Men?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, child. Yeah, but I know somebody that bought it. And they show advertising it. It's always on Jack. Every time I log on, they throwing them ads. I'm like, oh, girl, let me log off. Got time for all this ad. Yeah, so, yes, guys, cleanliness is next to holiness. Is that what they say?
I think it's...
Holiness next to cleanliness?
Or vice versa. I used to see guys say that all the time. Something like that.
But my thing is, though, around, well, I was just talking about cleaning, and then, because even when we was at some of the restaurants, they don't be having soap in the bathroom, and then stuff like
hello.
That. Because with COVID, that is just really disgusting.
That is.
Like, I'm going to need y'all, or you go to somebody's house, they don't have soap in their bathroom. That is annoying as fuck. Like, or no paper towel, you got to dry your hands off. And I do it all the time, because I'm used to it.
Yeah, sometimes I forget, like, ain't none in there right now, but it's something in there.
Oh, girl, nobody talk.
But definitely hand soap. Like, yeah. I don't like not having hand soap.
Because I always think if you don't have hand soap in your bathroom, how are you washing your hands?
Well, I guess some people just think water is effective.
That is so nasty.
I mean, but I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think. Last time I went over to somebody's house, and most people's house I went over as of lately have had some type of hand soap in the bathroom. But I know what it's like to go with the shit. I've been over people's houses. They ain't have paper towel or toilet tissue. And I'm like, you should not even be, your house shouldn't even be a place to come to right now. How you don't have paper towel or tissue? How you neither have, I always say you have to have one or the other. You cannot be out of both. Right. If you are out of both and you got company over your house, you are out of order. What are we supposed to do?
I don't even know. What do you do in that position? What do you do in that position? No tissue or paper towel.
I get a
newspaper.
I found out from not having it because I'm like, well, I'm like, okay, I don't. There's no paper towel. Okay, so I went to the bathroom. It's no tissue in here. So I'm like, well, how am I supposed to wipe? I was just trying to wipe something up, and I'm like, well, you don't have anything. You got a towel or something I can wipe this on? Like, I'm like, you know, and I wasn't even using, I mean, I wasn't in the bathroom. I was literally just, something had spilt in the kitchen, and I was trying to clean it up. And I'm like, oh, it's no paper towel. So my thing, oh, okay, I'm ghetto. I'm going to go get me some tissue.
Right?
So I'm like, it's no tissue. I'm like, oh.
And then what did you do at that point?
Right, I'm like, I had to ask for, I'm like, well, I'm going to need a towel or something. I'm like, because I didn't see the tissue in the bathroom. Oh, okay. They was acting all like, I'm like, girl,
that was embarrassing.
Right, you know you didn't have none, bitch. And you didn't even have a backup for me. Like, you couldn't even find me a towel. Like, what?
No towel either?
Well, he ended up having to search and find something up under something. I'm like, girl, I don't know what you got going on up in here. And you got a man, bitch?
Oh my god! Maybe they did. They have a little spray that go up the little Duvel. What is it? The water that you go.
Oh, dude! Oh, hell no! They had no duvet.
Duvet?
No, they did not have that. So I'm like, that's why I say you cannot. You got to have. I've ran out of one, but if I run out of two, I have to make an emergency. That's why sometimes I hate that they don't have stuff open 24 hours. Because sometimes I just, as soon as I run out, oh no, I gotta get, you know what I'm saying? I need some paper towel. And I'll go 3 o'clock in the morning and get me some paper towel. Because I don't like being without, you know, I don't like being without. So I don't, how people do that, I don't know.
That's interesting. You go, because I'm always thinking, I always, especially the soap in the bathroom. I'm just like, and I don't like stand the bar soap.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, that's too personal. Like, I like a bar soap if, no, you know, like in my own personal bathroom.
Yeah, right.
But if you know people like a public bathroom, like downstairs bathroom or something like that, and you just got bar soap. And I'm like, that's too...
Yeah, no.
It's too personal.
No, I don't... Yeah, I don't... One day, you had sent me a picture of somebody's sink, and you had said something like, what am I supposed to do? Because they had what it was. What was it? Some... what's that? Spice? Old Spice? Well, I think it was an old bottle or something. I probably still got the picture. You was like, what am I supposed to do? And I'm like... And I'm looking like, I didn't get the picture at first. I'm like, oh, they don't have any hand soap. That's what you people are trying to tell me. They don't have any hand. I think it was cut open or something. It was real ghetto rigged. And I'm like, what the fuck? Once I looked, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What the hell are they doing? I don't think I'm going to be able to find a picture. But
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm, oh. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I cringe every time I have to use the bathroom over there. No shade. Because it's like, I know it's not going to be anything for me to wash my hands. And then I feel kind of dirty to pee in, then getting out the bathroom, then going to the kitchen. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, I pee-pee hands, but I'm going to have to wash my hands, right? You know, I'm not about to just not wash my hands. So
right.
If your soap, if I got to use some Dawn in the kitchen, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But, like, that particular bathroom, I it's just COVID written. I just feel like the COVID is growing in that bathroom. I'm going to start wearing gloves. No shade. But
I hate to sound like a broken record. I just don't understand when people do that. How do you go into your bathroom and think you're getting clean when it's dirty? How do you do that? Like, I'm about to go get in the shower. The whole bathroom's filthy. What are you... I mean, if you touch any surface in there, you're back dirty again.
You're dirty again. Back to, like I said, COVID. So, yeah, I wonder. Yeah, so with COVID, y'all... You know, like I said, I'm junky, and I can take that in my car. Some of y'all have been in my car. You know, it might be, you know, black and mild residue. You know, it might be some papers. It's going to be what's in the mirror, Enterprise, in the back. You know, my whole what's in the mirror lived out my car for 4 years straight, basically.
Okay.
It's in all the Emerson garage now. But so I have a junky car. I would say I have a junky bedroom. I would have a junky bathroom. Those be the things that I would keep junky, but not nasty. Like, I like to clean the bathroom, but I am the type of person where my underwear can go from the bedroom, from the closet to the bedroom to the bathroom. It's like one swoop. I might kick them around. Like, I like that sometimes. I like to kick the clothes from the bedroom to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. You need to learn how to play kickball. How about that?
I like to play kickball.
Okay,
like,
do that instead of doing that with your clothes.
Well, why can't I do that with my clothes? Like, you never put your feet in between, like, your boxers and, like, it, like, twirled it around in your toe?
No. I don't. No.
I get intimate with my own.
I guess so.
I have a question. What do you, where should people keep, like, their cum rags?
Ones that's already used in the washing machine?
Well, I mean, every day. Like, say if, you know, you jack off all the time, where do you keep?
Well, I don't understand why people don't use, like, why would you, like, I think that's the case. Why don't you use, like, some paper towel or something and use that so you could throw it away? Use something disposable. Because if you keep the same one, like, where, I mean, you could keep it in you could keep it in the shower, I guess, on the little towel thing. I would say keep it somewhere like that. Like, I wouldn't say put it in the drawer. I mean, or at least have a little Rubbermaid container or something you can put it in or take it out of. I just think it shouldn't touch any other surfaces. Like, if you gonna keep it, like, out, like, in your goodie drawer or whatever.
No, well, I mean, I've, like, grabbed, like, old wife beaters and thrown it in my hamper. Or socks. or tile. Like, if I know that the tile is about tile, you know, replacement.
Well, at least if it's something old, that's different because you say you throw it away. So
no, I don't throw it away. I put it in my hamper.
Oh.
That was, are you supposed to separate your that's
I think so. I think you should, yeah, I think you should keep that separate. I mean, because I think you those have different washing. I think you have to wash that stuff differently because sometimes those cum, that cum stuff don't come out sometimes. I saw somebody before, they had a cum stain in their shirt. And
That is so trifling. What kind of cum is that?
I don't, it didn't come out.
Oh my God. What kind of, now I don't know. I want to know what kind of cum is that. Well, but
sometimes cum stains don't come out. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it was the fabric or it just got stuck in there. I don't know, but it did not come out. So I would keep it separate because I mean I'm not. I would just say I would keep. Because I think you have to wash it a little differently. I mean, I don't hot water. You might. I don't know. That's why I was just saying use something that you could throw away. But I don't know where you would keep a cum rag. I say use stuff that's disposable or something that you can. Or
at least feel clean. Good sometimes if you like. Paper towel.
Well, I mean, but if you got some good tissue in your bathroom, if you get some quilted northern plush.
But we're going to get out the bed.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't have nothing to say. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's a legitimate concern, right? Like, it's like 1 a.m. and you decide to go there and you take your wife beater off. And
but it only take a second to go to get some tissue out the bathroom.
Take your wife beater off, wipe up,
throw and it in I guess a hamper. Keep it, okay, but so you gonna throw it in a hamper? Go get you some tissue. It what's the difference?
I throw it in the hamper, like slam dunk from the bed.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's a good question, y'all, because I was wondering that. That's why I asked. That means I'm being transparent. I have done that. I don't know if that's the most hygienic thing to do, but yeah, and I've never had any stains on. But I use, like, wife beaters or underwear. I've done that kind of. I wouldn't use my clothes. Like, because my thing is, you know, not to be no shade, like, pre-cum and all that kind of stuff be in your underwear anyway if, you know.
That's true. But, I mean, that's true. I don't know. I mean, you normally keep your underwear. Well, maybe you don't. You don't have to necessarily. So maybe you don't. I don't know. I just think if it was a situation like that, I'd try to keep stuff separated, not mixed in with other stuff, just because I don't know. But I don't know what. I don't know. I don't know.
But I do use paper towel most of the time. But I would just ask it about.
Well, no,
that.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people have a
because I know people use socks. I know people use socks. Yeah. That's always been like even back in the day. We always see people joking about like on TV and stuff about using socks.
Oh yeah, like or
they actually do it in the sock.
Yeah, no, that's what Tawanda's boyfriend was talking about that one day with her son. She was like, "Well, I ain't gonna mess with none of his. I would never mess with any of his like socks. I ain't gonna do nothing with the socks. I see a sock laying in his room, anything like I'm not doing nothing with it." And I'm like, damn, people still using socks?
So they came up with that. They need to come up with something like that because everybody do, you know, everybody. I mean, thinking about women, like I mean, I'm just saying, like something like a bedside, like a cottonelle. Come clean.
I don't know. They probably do got something like that. I bet if you looked it up on Google, like cum wipes,
you could just push it and wipe it, then throw it.
That's a good invention. Somebody come out with some cum wipes.
Yeah, pure for man.
Yeah, people, because people would buy them just for that simple fact. Like, oh yeah, this is for specifically for that.
Yeah, if you could wipe it up and it dry and it clean,
I would buy that because even you know, I'm the type of bitch that you know, afterwards I'll clean up my man. So if I had that,
ain't that the awkward moment when you don't know what to use?
Oh yeah,
like well, about you use your towel or your which one was your rag? Especially you like live together, like. What rag am I grabbing to wipe you off with? Or automatic? I mean, because once you wipe somebody up, you put it in the washing machine and stuff like that. But I'm just saying that the awkward moment, like, what do I need to use for you or whatever? Or I hate when you got to figure out what temperature.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like mine too steamy, because especially if you, like it can't be too hot because then it makes it separate. It makes it too messy at first. So it has to be, like, that right temperature to clean
up. I try to keep it. I don't try to make it too hot. Like, I try to burn them. But, that is that. Especially if you over somebody else's house. Like, because I automatically get up. Like, afterwards, like, okay, you know. I just clean up. Yeah,
because it'd be dripping down your leg.
Yeah, so I automatically get up like, okay, I got to clean up, you know. But I always offer to, you know, I always clean them up too. So it's like, I don't, if I don't know, like, well, what if I have some cum wipes?
Yeah. If you have some cum wipes, yeah, I could, you could take your own. Oh, that'd be a real hoe. They walk around with cum wipes.
Yes. I would have some, though. Like, oh, I got these. Oh, what's those? Oh, just cum wipes.
Some cum wipes.
They smell good. It cleans you up real nice.
Right. I think that's a good
idea. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Yeah, so, yes, y'all. We just was talking about a lot of cleaning. We went a lot into cleaning a lot of different ways. So, you know, take some of our considerations. Yeah, Emerson is a lot more cleaner than I am. You know, she was cleaning when I came in. She's probably going to clean when I leave. Low key, right?
Probably. Yeah. Just to finish up. But, yeah, I, you know, I guess everybody, if you can, if you're not, listen, cleaning is not everybody's ministry, mm-hmm. but that's why you should do things to put yourself in position that you can afford to get you a Consuela or a Mamacita to come over and clean up for you if you don't want to do it yourself.
Okay.
Because I'm not, you know, when people be like, I've got a cleaning service. I'm like, well, shit, that makes sense. If you don't want to clean up your damn self and you want your house to be clean all the time and you don't want to worry about it, shit, get a cleaning service. So
I can't wait till the day I get me a cleaning service.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know you're going to utilize it.
I'm going to utilize it. Like, girl, thank you, honey. The house smell good. My clothes is nice. And they're going to have to fold like you did. That would be one of the requirements of the own application. Can you fold? I need to fold nice and thin.
Okay.
Less than an inch.
But when people don't have them and they do that, like, that damn my slide, her housekeeper was on vacation. And she damn near lost her mind. She was showing her, like, her hallway. She's like, oh, my God, my cleaning service. She hasn't been here. My clothes are. They was all in the damn hallway. I'm like, damn, you are having a nervous breakdown. Like, bitch, just pick the shit up.
Right,
like,
just pick the shit up.
Right, this shit is on the floor. I don't know what to do. Bitch, pick it up. But anyway, yes, if you can't, you know, step your cookies up and get you a budget where you can have somebody come do it for you. You don't have to worry about it. And then when you come over, people come over, they don't have to feel like they can't touch your surfaces because you have a clean house and they'll feel comfortable, you know, fucking and sucking and doing everything right. else.
Get buffeted open.
Okay.
If I had to buff it, clean it.
Oh, yes. If you want somebody to buff it, clean it. Absolutely. Men, women, heterosexual, whatever.
Okay. Well, that's all we got for today. Emerson, how they supposed to get in contact with you, boo-boo kitty?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Essence of Style. That's where I hang out. And then, of course, you can go over to EssenceOfStyle.com. And, you know, that's my digital home. So you can come over and visit and say hi.
Like you.
It's open 24/7.
Like you. Oh, yeah. You know, Mr. Telltale. F-O-I-G. It's Facebook. Tyreek Daniels on Facebook. Emerson, you ain't got to look like that. I'm rehearsing for my silhouette challenge.
Well, then people don't be doing all that in the silhouette challenge.
Oh, I've seen some. A lot of people going down.
Making noises in the silhouette challenge?
Well, you have to get your body, and, you know, the noise helped me, you know. Got my arch in my back.
Oh.
Got my mouth was, like, a little bit open, like a little parrot.
Oh. Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. I love.